You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day two, a stone too heavy for God to lift? Today's challenge, the Christian idea of an omnipotent God is logically contradictory. Could God make a stone so heavy he can't lift it? If he can, then there's something he can't do. Lift the stone. But if he can't, then there's also something he can't do. Make the stone. Today's defense. To accuse others of a logical contradiction, you must first understand their idea correctly. Otherwise, you commit the straw man fallacy. This objection misunderstands omnipotence. The term omnipotent means all-powerful, from the Latin omnis, meaning all, and potens, meaning powerful. This is often said to mean that God can do anything. But this statement is ambiguous, and the ambiguity leads to the objection above. What does it mean to say that God can do anything? If anything means anything that you can say, then the idea would involve logical contradictions. You could, for example, say that God could make four-sided triangles, square circles, married bachelors, two-horned unicorns, and other entities whose definitions involve logical contradictions. This is not what Christian theologians mean by omnipotence. Instead, they mean that God can do anything that is logically possible, that is, anything that does not involve a logical contradiction. This causes the objection to vanish, because if omnipotence excludes logical contradictions, then by definition it doesn't involve them. It thus resolves the question of whether God can make a stone so heavy he can't lift it. By virtue of omnipotence, God has infinite or unlimited lifting power. There's no upper limit to what God can lift. Thus, a stone too heavy for God to lift would have to have more than infinite weight. And the idea of more than infinite weight involves a logical contradiction. Stones too heavy for an omnipotent being to lift fall into the same category as four-sided triangles and married bachelors. They contain logical contradictions and thus represent gibberish rather than logically possible entities. Tip: for more, see St. Thomas Aquinas, Summa Theologia, Part 1, Question 25, Articles 3 and 4.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.